Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, Kato here. Welcome to our special holiday bonus episode. When we sit down to record a podcast, I usually hit record early, just in case something good happens. And more often than not, something does. So here's a collection of those funny moments from the last 2 weeks as we recorded our end of year podcasts. The second half of this bonus pod is a discussion Natalie and Austin had about picking a new gacha game for Austin to play. Hope you enjoy, and have a happy new year.
Re-record them in baby speak.
Yep.
A whole hour.
I could do it.
Oh my god, I hate this.
If you really want me to, I'll do it.
Bad.
Okay, we're doing it. Hollow Knight was a really fun game. There were a lot of bugs, but when I saw all the bugs, I was like kind of scared. But then I was like, some of the bugs want to be my friend. So then I was like, okay, maybe the bugs aren't so bad. And then I decided
lost the kid voice halfway through and actually got more Rugrats as it went along.
Rugrats are, yeah, what? It did. Rugrats are babies, technically. Are
yeah, but they talk more like adults.
They do.
They're like halfway babies.
I don't like that phrase.
Why? Why are you criticizing my blame of
one? Why is she British now? I don't believe we have once a baby.
Once we called
Tory.
It out, now Natalie is really. So this is actually where this podcast, our premium podcast, could go. Would be
absolutely.
We just slip into a weird accent.
This would be like the time when I was. Are you a Brexiter or are you a Remainer?
I don't know anything about politics. Okay. I just am
so
a baby.
So Brexit then. Okay. We should record this podcast. We should time that is.
Yeah, yep. We should. Teet, 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 teet. I'm already on it.
Me too. 10?
No.
Damn, too slow.
I see assholes.
International Mountain Day. Shout out to my fucking mountains.
Yo, it's what goes out to all the mountains out there.
It's 22.
International. All right.
Mine was really precise, so I'm not sure if you guys like. Waited like
wow.
a tenth
She's
of a second.
She's immediately putting it on us if
what
we were off.
What does that even mean?
I'm just saying. Listen, was mine was like,
I was really
right.
precise.
Mine was like right on when it went. 22. I was like, 22. It wasn't like 22. Or like 22.
22,
like,
22,
I guess it is
22.
The difference between the 3-2-1 or 3-2-1-0, huh?
It
like,
is.
Do you wait
the
to the number
the difference.
And then go? Or do you anticipate it? I wait for the number and go and just go real fast.
Okay, see?
That's the difference.
That's not right. What I did. I slapped it we'll on the fine. 22.
Oh, you slapped it?
Slapped it on the 22. Oh, caught it.
Okay.
We have ours. I just need y'all to know that, you know, I have my notes in front of me. And so, like, what I was supposed to write here was, like, what was your history with Metroidvanias? Like, blah, 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 blah. Uh-huh. And what I wrote was, what is Metroid? Who is Metroid?
I'm not prepared for that podcast.
Who is Metroid?
Who is
Metroid? I'm not qualified
Metroid?
To be on that podcast.
Uh-huh. So that'd just be like drunk history, but we ask Natalie questions about gaming history that she doesn't understand?
I would
response in a baby
absolutely
voice.
Do that shit.
Natalie, what? That would be funny,
that'd
actually.
Be really funny.
Actually, if it was just...
It'd be really funny.
For all of us. Like,
oh, yeah.
You have to just explain... It's just explain it.
Something that you know you don't know.
You give me an anime
me
title, and I tell you.
Me having to explain anything in the first
God.
Place
yeah.
is going to be...
okay, so.
Okay. Well, so that's good. The thing. I haven't played that fucking game in a minute. No, and you're also,
good. You're good.
No, it was great because every time you found your footing again, like that, you have a verbal tell when
something
when you
else
find your
came
footing.
Through. Uh-huh. It was like, don't forget about this shit because this shit was important. And I was like,
We got to do another clap. It sounds like.
Okay.
Okay.
25.
Yeah.
No,
24.
No. No.
24.
24. Mine was really precise. I'm just saying, maybe we should do one more because I was,
Oh wow, so precise that you
wait,
were.
Wait, so
off.
After we have, yeah, that sounds like some bullshit, Natalie.
I'm gonna wait until I see the six rather than clapping right when. The
all
right,
six then 46. Hits.
46.
Okay, 46.
That sounded fine. That sounded fine.
Sound okay, I'm
thank
sure.
Thank you, Kato.
Thanks, Kato. Between all of those.
Thanks for being just fine. Off, Natalie, that you could contribute to our. Clap. Oh my
God. I was not just off. I was so accurate that I couldn't account for human error. So
Am I talking to future Jessica right now?
Actually,
like,
oh wow, it feels like it.
Oh, you know what? Really I have like not it. Been recording this entire time.
Oh my God. Kato, you are recording this though, right?
We have to put this off as a bonus episode.
Yeah, this has to be somewhere.
Are you
the
serious?
Baby bit, and then this whole fucking braggart out, future Jessica out
oh
here saying,
my
like, God. I don't know if I don't.
Okay.
Where are we clapping, boys?
40. I have to reopen it. No. You take your time now. I got to reopen it. Happy International Mountain Day. All right, I'm good.
Okay.
48.
Okay.
All right.
Not as precise, but I think that will be good for you.
Oh, number one is it's recorded, so that helps.
Okay.
All right, are we good? Are we ready?
Yeah.
We just put on some
chapstick. Yeah, I got the appropriate amount of...
Why am I just staring at myself? Why can't I see anyone else?
No, oh, fine. Hello.
Oh,
hi.
I don't know why it's not defaulting to my camera.
I don't know.
I'm here.
I've just been staring at myself that entire time, which is really...
But it makes it funnier, IMO.
It does kind of make it funnier. I mean, when you're on a FaceTime, who are you looking at?
True.
Very stylish. I don't know if you've seen those Kirkland sneaks.
I've not seen those.
Kirkland spices?
I got you.
Very good.
I got you. Check these out.
Is Kirkland the same as
tell me
as
these
DJs?
Are fresh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could work in a hospital with those.
They look nice to me. Chunky athletic shoe. That's
yeah,
what it's
send
the
me a
style
link
is now.
Send us a link. Patrick's got to know.
Okay. I got you. Pat, these new Fire Flames just came out just for you.
Hold on. I don't have your video up. What, please? What?
I dropped them in the chat. Oh, damn, these are fresh, dude. These are honestly a steal at this moment.
I hate this. All right, we're going to do this podcast. Do we time that is?
Yep.
Chunky athletic shoe. I don't like it.
Ew. Says. That's chunky good. Athletic
fresh
shoes.
Fresh drop, dude.
I mean,
Tuesday morning.
Chunky athletic.
My soup and my shoes, I only do chunky.
Chunky athletic.
I have really wide feet. You don't got to call them fucking chunky.
I didn't know about that. My bad.
I have extremely wide feet.
Is that true?
Somebody get a Chunky Kong Photoshop with those shoes.
I thought you were saying with Patrick's feet.
No! I mean, you could if you want.
Chunky Kong's feet aren't that chunky.
I think you need Patrick's consent.
They could
for
be
that.
Chunkier.
They could be chunkier. They're bulbous. They got them toes.
Wow.
Accentuated toes.
This better be
Kirkland
on the podcast.
Makes everything.
Kirkland makes everything. It's a house brand. All right. All right. 5 o'clock? Five oh, after?
I don't got time. Shut the fuck up. I don't even have time that is open.
I hit the minute.
Shut the fuck up.
I hit the 05.
I'm
ready.
This kid don't know shit.
Ready? Are we
yes.
Yeah, 30.
You are
30. Let's do 30.
30's too far.
30 is in years.
24.
As far as I'm...
24.
Okay, 24.
Like the show.
You're about to see how precise I am.
Yo, you are so bad. You're so bad at this, Natalie. We have to go again. It was like
Kiefer Sutherland would have pulled that shit.
We have to go get a 40. We have to
okay,
do it
okay.
at 40.
Okay.
Oh my God! This is a bad bit. Is this a bit?
No.
Natalie's terrible at clapping.
Okay.
You
want
to count?
53.
That's better. Still bad.
Do you see how precise that is, though?
You don't have to beat it. You want to hit the center. You don't want to hit the...
Like, yeah, see?
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, I'm
Five, six, seven, precise. Eight,
but
nine,
the center is where
11,
it's at.
12. You're like 14, 15, 16. I hate it.
Okay, anyway. You're welcome for all those claps. Yeah, Hope you can find it.
Let me see if they're bringing one thing that I want, or if they've announced it.
Sonic.
Yeah, I need Sonic.
Damn.
On my ship.
He's running on the water. He doesn't need the boat.
He doesn't need the boat at all. It's the smallest ship. It's one person. It's just your Sonic.
God, I wish I didn't delete all my old tweets, because like that one Twitter thread that I have from when I first started playing the game was like,
oh, that was so good.
That was like the best, one of the best moments I've ever had in that game. That mixed with Erodius Maximus.
I think I remember that Twitter thread.
Wait, that thread got blown away?
It was in my, it was before April. So
that's when you ran that long con on those kids.
Yeah, I could talk about it though, for sure.
Yeah, we'll definitely find time for that one. All right.
My sociopathic friends.
I just want to remind you of the titles that I had for the YouTube videos, which were Maritime Mishaps in Sea of Thieves, and then Nautical Nonsense.
Perfect.
Sounds like you're just like titling Ernest movies, like spec scripts for...
All right.
Let me open up Audacity. Start this podcast without recording any audio. Yeah, that would be awesome.
That would have been so bad.
I did that.
We had Danica on.
All right, here we go.
And then time.is.
/time.is/just.
Oh, let me open that up as well. Mm-hmm. What? Time.is/what?
/just. It's just the time. None of that other bullshit.
Oh,
but also,
oh,
shit. It's for justice.
It's also for justice. Social justice time.
Guys, there's no holiday today.
Damn.
Wow.
We're about to make it one. They'll remember this day.
Happy Thieves Day.
Alrighty, ready when it, so we start recording at
we start
the time.
Recording first. We start recording now.
Okay.
And then we do a clap at a certain time.
Okay. Let me just check.
So go ahead and start recording.
Yeah, I'm recording now. Okay, we're good.
All right, let's clap at 40.
40?
Yeah.
I was a little
Mine froze at 37.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That happens sometimes.
Okay.
It sounded all right.
I think we got one more.
Let's do one more. Let's do one more.
52.
What? Okay. Okay. 14.
Oh,
14 minutes.
Damn, it froze for Ray. It froze for me.
Sorry, Kato. You got it, Kato. We believe in you.
I think the first clap was the one, honestly, but
I was really precise.
I think the first one was fine.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure everyone else was as exact as I was.
Oh my God, this bit again. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay, let me make sure I'm not clearing my throat while you're doing your intro.
Thank you.
Okay.
So Riverdale.
Are you caught up?
No. I'm not.
No, I'm looked for three episodes behind. It would be I hear
amazing.
It's gotten weird, sweaty, and horny.
It would be amazing if we had just secretly tricked
Danica into doing
Here's the Riverdale podcast.
Bye.
God. Yeah. Natalie fucking ducks out.
Awesome. All right.
Literally, Schefter has the Raiders fucking sign Peterman.
Wait, they did?
That wasn't a joke, dude. Schefter has the Raiders signing Nathan Peterman.
I love 2018. Oh my God, that's incredible, Rob!
Oh my God, how does Gruden just? Gruden's driving from he's falling into every sand trap.
I can't wait for the Deadspin article.
Oh my God, this is so good!
Hooray!
We are going.
Are we?
Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'll zoom in if you want.
I would love it.
See. Look at that zoom.
Okay, yeah, we're going.
Zoom, zoom.
All right. We gone. All right. Do time dot is, you know? This is throwing me off.
Everybody ready to clap?
I
kind of
love it. It's no clap required.
Oh, come on. You can't. You have to say what number.
I was just using a solo clap. Good.
It's a solo clap. Wait.
Take that vape. Hit that vape. Hit that vape. Hit that vape.
All right. I'm ready.
Just right to that mic.
Counting down. We're doing this.
Why are you recording? This
bang.
Is good. This is bad.
Of one drink. Can I eat them? Crunch, crunch, and I eat them. Crunch, crunch, and I eat them. I'm the crunching carrot. Yum, yum.
You done, or are you good?
What's the anime you wanted to send me?
I have to send you a couple things.
Okay.
This is the problem. So there are two things here, right?
The first thing is, I'm emotional.
We primed Natalie for this podcast. We got through the sad parts of Undertale.
I just fucking found out what's going on.
Yeah, so. Just good tears, ready to go. I got some questions, yeah. I'll be on question duty.
Go to time.is.
Got you.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. It's International Migrants Day.
All right, I guess that means you. That's fair.
Wait, are we on wrong time?
What?
What?
Go to your time.
Your time is off. It says you cannot connect to the server. Do a refresh. There you go.
There we go. Okay.
All right. 30?
30?
Patrick, how do you feel about that clap?
It sounded all Austin. It timed it all in time to me.
Do you want to clap, Austin?
No, I'm good.
All right, Patrick, if you feel comfortable with that, if you think you did a good clap, then
you throwing you that on me? Who's
you get some candy and we'll just roll with it here.
One M&M or two M&Ms?
Yeah.
Do you make some sort of side deal with Natalie when you're trying to pretend her claps aren't any good, trying to throw the shade on me?
I might have passed a couple M&Ms under the table.
Damn.
That's true.
Rob, you got all a right. Big butt.
True. all right, so.
Somebody give Rob his M&Ms.
All right, we'll just dive into Twin Peaks. You know what's terrible is I can't look up anything about Twin Peaks.
No. You like, cannot. Yeah. I got you. Like, don't worry about it.
Like, there's characters. I'm like, oh, what was that one scene? That
that's
one.
Fine.
I just can't. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here we go.
Here we go.
This is going to be airing in 2019, right?
Yes. The top. Of,
is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it'll be. Cool. It'll be. Or wait, will it
wow.
Be the 31st?
No. This will be the 31st, and then the 2019 is the New Year's one, right?
New Year. We'll be. Yeah. Or we'll be like. We
I'm can recording do New Year's tomorrow.
It's Christmas Eve.
We're doing either one of them is the 31st, and then one of them is like the 2nd or the 3rd.
I mean, New Year's
this
Eve.
Could be the 3rd. This is the day that Waypoints normally yeah. Happens.
It's all good. It's all good.
It doesn't it's matter. Just,
it, this is
it
going
does
to be
not.
It does matter. Are we in 2018
it says,
still,
it says
or are 2019. We in 2019?
The thing I'm looking at says the 2nd.
So okay, so we're in 2019. Wow, it's cool out here.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
told you yesterday that I was trying to get into some gacha games.
Some trash.
So, like, I've needed... So, Subterfuge taught me that I...
You need a mobile game.
I need a mobile game to play that is not looking at Twitter, that is something to, like, put my brain on while I'm in a car or on a subway or in the morning when I get out of bed and I just, like, check something for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That is not... Like, I'm not ready to read a book and I don't want to see Twitter and I don't want to see the news even right now. Yeah. Like, I'll get there. I will get there and spend that time. And there's something...
that's your job.
That's my job. That's what we do here.
Yeah.
So...
All fucking day long.
All day long. We're in a newsroom. We're near a newsroom.
This is a newsroom.
This is a newsroom.
Breaking news.
So, here are my options.
Yeah.
I decided what I wanted was a gacha game. Listen, there's great gacha games out there. If of the ones that are big, the one that I want to get into is like Granblue. But like,
yeah, I really want to get into that
I don't
too.
Have the energy.
I just feel so far behind already.
That's 100% it. And here's the thing. My friends are already playing that.
And so I'm you're always never going to be on that. Yeah.
And no matter how much I like the character, like I'm not going to get into Fate. I already know Fate is not me.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's also too deep of a rabbit hole. I already know where that shit goes. I can't be up at 3 a.m. playing an Eroge being like, yo, I have to know how it started. And that's where that goes. So
The other what about the idol one?
That's all right. Like I respect it, but it is not for me.
I know, but I just love how many outfits they have.
They have great outfits. So this is the thing. It's like I need to identify the theme that
works
for me.
What's the theme that works for you?
And we know what this is, right?
Robots.
It's robots. Did you guess that or did I already tell you this?
I already know.
She already knows.
You think I don't know you?
She already knows.
Austin Walker.
You know me. So I had to go online last night. It's not last night. For the last week. For the last week, I've been up late doing two different things.
Researching.
Two different things. One is there was an article that I remember reading as I was drifting off to sleep that I cannot fucking find.
What's it about?
Good question. I was talking to Cameron about it the other day because I was like, oh, you should read this because it will help influence a piece you're writing for us right now. It'll help help you contend with some questions.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, okay, what's the piece? And I was like, oh, I think Liz Ryerson wrote it, but she didn't. I thought this other person wrote it. She didn't. I cannot find this piece anywhere. The piece is like, in my mind, it's either two different pieces or it's one piece or I dreamt the piece altogether. And it is there. It touches a bunch of things, starting with the question of like, oh, one of the things that the datification of games criticism has been people saying they want shorter games because we're all dads now. We're all adults. Bring us back to shorter games. You hear it from dads in games journalism a lot saying, I don't want 40 or 50 hour games. I want 5 hour games.
Yeah.
I don't have time, blah, 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 which resonates to me even though I'm not a dad. But then also there was some conversation around the kind of massification of the walking simulator and the ways in which queer artists and marginalized artists and small teams and like true indie were folks who were figuring out the walking sim a decade ago via Doom mods and via smaller games like Dear Esther. And now elements of those games can be found in huge big budget releases and triple-I indie, big indie, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting piece. Except I don't fucking know where it is. So I've been going through my history. Every night before I go to bed, I straight up look at every article, every website I've looked at for the last 2 weeks. And I'm trying to find it. I thought it was on my phone. I thought it was on my computer. I've checked different browser histories. I'm losing it, Natalie.
Oh, God.
So if you're listening to this somehow, I know this isn't even for an episode right now. But if
this is just us talking.
This is just us talking and warming up.
I don't know where.
Kato says it's going to go somewhere. So if you know what I'm talking about, please link it to me. I've looked. Don't look, because you're not going to find it.
What if I found it so fast?
That would make my whole life would, like, I need you to understand this has sent me into
Maddie
dark.
Maddie Bryce?
Did she just write it?
No.
You're just thinking of datification. You can't do this. Listen, I've been down this path, Natalie. I've done Windows of Time. I've done, like, I
really?
Dude,
oh,
like,
my
when I say
God.
This is keeping me up, I mean, I'm spending hours a night trying to find this one article. I'm digging through people's Twitter histories. I'm like, I'm all the way in.
You're
I'm
sleuthing.
Like, there was another part of it that, yeah, there's like little bits of it that are like coming to me about like, oh, this person was also talking about being neuroatypical. I'm like, okay, how did that fit in? So my keyword searches are just wild right now. Anyway, so that's one of the things I'm doing.
Yeah.
The other is evaluating all of the potential mobile mecha gacha games. There are a few.
Uh-huh.
There, I think, is one clear winner, but I want to walk you through the other options.
Okay.
So I'm gonna link you to some stuff.
Okay.
And we're going to have to look at it.
Okay.
Where do you want to start? Do you want to start at the one that's, like, the good one, or do you want to start at – where do you want to start? Let's start at the driest one.
Yeah. Go from least drama to most drama. Least messy to messiest.
All right. Okay. So here's the least messy.
Okay.
This is called Robotactics. It's the least messy partially because there's straight up no trailer for this game. It is just here's 20 minutes of the gameplay, which is not a good way of doing it.
I'm looking at it here.
It's a mecha tactics game, which is already going to be like too much for what I want, right? To some degree, like I don't really want to be playing gotcha. Fire Emblem, but it's also gotcha, right?
Okay.
It's the only one on this list. It's lots of anime. The writing is badly translated. It has a really good pull feel. There's just like a clock face that you pull, mm-hmm. and you kind of like flip it, and that part's good. And you're drawing pilots, and you're also drawing parts. That's what your pulls are.
Oh, cool.
And you're building a mech out of the parts. And this is, of the ones I'm going to show you, this is the only one where you build mechs. Right? So already you're like, oh shit. Okay. Is it like that? It is.
It is like that.
And you can see like this is trying to do something about like, there are two warring factions and whatever, but like really it is still here are my pretty pilots.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But this is the least messy. It's also the one that like I think it seems like the biggest pain in the ass in terms of just like everything. And the interface is kind of ugly.
You have to be engaged. Like that's the thing about gacha games and like the structures that are like the combat mechanics they usually use is you just either you're tapping to get through them or it's just like an automatic attack or you choose the attack or whatever, but you don't have to actually engage with it 100%. As much, which is kind of the draw.
That is the draw. The draw is like some cool stuff is happening and
here's some cool animations.
Yeah. And I have a fave. I want to get something out of something else.
Yeah.
But whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say really quick, there's one that I'm straight up skipping, which is Line Gundam Wars. One, I just don't think it's in English at all. And it's also like, I don't like SD Gundams.
What are SD Gundams?
Super deformed. They're like the one behind you.
Gundam?
They're like chibi Gundams. Yeah.
Why are they called?
SD means super deformed. I don't know why they're called that. That's like what they've been called for my whole life. And it's like
the chibis, right?
They're all right, but like it doesn't, it's not doing anything for me. It's not enough. I want pilots. This is like, we'll talk about this when we get to my top 10. Mm-hmm. I want pilots. That's like a thing I want in my life.
Humanization to the mech.
I want there to, like the mech can be a robot, but I want there to be a person inside the robot.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. Yeah. Is like putting something inside that robot.
Okay, cool.
A person.
So that was one.
Okay.
Now you want a little bit more messy, right?
Give me next level messy. So we were at level zero. No messy. Now I might have just spilled a little milk.
Okay, so this is the one I've downloaded. So I downloaded Robot Tactics already, and I tried it. I'm like, this is the one I'm probably going to end up playing. And this is like a little messy.
Okay.
And this is...
So this is the leader in your...
This is the one that's coming out on top, probably. This is called Master of Eternity.
Is this the one you showed me with the wild cinematic animations?
No. That's a different one. That is Super Robot Wars, which there is a Super Robot Wars game also on mobile, but I think it's also not in English.
Uh-huh.
It also seems like to be pretty intense. This is like the blend between...
This seems a little tactics-y, too.
This is very tactics-y, but like for whatever reason, the tactics here look good to me in a way that the previous games look kind of sloppy.
Yeah.
This game is also some fan service. I don't know if it shows up in this trailer I've linked you to, but you can see. It's a lot of anime. It's so in Master of Eternity. Also, it's called Master of Eternity, a.k.a. Moe, M-O-E. So like that is what they're doing. They're doing that here. And so it is all about... pixies who you put in your mechs. And so I've taken some screenshots here from the intro when it's downloading the 2 gigs of fucking data for this thing. Here are some of the pilots. There's Puris who says, I hate fighting, but I hate the Imperials even more. I like Anna a lot. She's probably my fave. I haven't played this game yet at all. I've just downloaded it.
You need in life are great friends and good wine. Don't you agree, Master?
So this is the game it is,
Are
right?
you the Master of
I'm
Eternity?
I'm the Master of Eternity. Okay. Right, that's the thing. And so it's like, it's one of those. It's one of those where it's like, oh, wow, this character is too young to be on this screen, in my opinion. Or this character who is just... All boob. And that's not even... I want to be clear. This is a character whose character trait is shy and humble, not happy with her assets, which is like, that happens.
No,
like,
with her
assets. And yet is not the character with the biggest boobs in this game. And I know that because the numbers are all out there. That's what this game is, right? Natalie, your eyebrows just went up, just to, so people know.
When I look at Master, I feel a mysterious.
So like
longing.
That's the thing. It's like we're getting messier okay. here, right?
I'm here for it. I have a messy fucking anime game
well,
on my
why
top
I'm talking
ten list
to begin with.
Yes,
right.
Then, if anyone's here to ride with you through this fucking messy wave,
it.
I'm here.
So this next one, Iron Saga, isn't out yet.
Okay.
It's the one that I think has the best art in terms of just like, wow, this like looks cool. It's the game that I think is probably the least that I want to play because it's like an action game. Mm-hmm. And it's also just like, I
oh,
show this to.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. There is.
There's animation.
There is animation. I showed
there
this to
are
a friend.
Physics.
And she was like, there is undulation. I think the mechs look dope as hell. This is the one that I think the mech art
hell
is
yeah.
the coolest shit. It is like hand painted. It reminds me of Vanillaware. They just look so tight. I want to draw those mechs. Like, I want to pull the. I want to wait for 30 days and then get 10 pulls and have one of them look like that. It's like a light action game from what I can tell. And like I could probably do that in the morning, mm-hmm. but it's not in English yet. And it's also very fan servicey.
Wow, it has Flappy Bird in it.
Wait, it's Flappy Bird? Oh yeah, straight up. Like there are mini games for each of your potential ladies, pilots. I don't know what they. I don't
so
know if they have
cool
names.
So you have to beat the mini game to get them.
I truly don't.
So it's
know.
It's like gotcha.
Gotcha mini. It's like gotcha party. It's like Mario Party but gotcha. Here's the last
Bam,
one.
Damn, this is me, Goth Queen.
Wow, Goth Queen, that is you. Some of these outfits are cute.
Some of them are cute.
Some of them are cute.
Hell yeah. That's me getting married later
wow.
next
to the
year.
Baron to go into the bunker. People don't know about this
People
bit.
People don't
this
know about this bit. But this is the thing that you...
Natalie's going to marry a prince so that she can survive the apocalypse.
That's the plan, y'all.
Don't
find,
tell Ben.
Find yourselves a prince. Get yourselves some security for the apocalypse.
The last one I'm linking to is called Goddess Kiss.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And this one is all the way
here
in
we are.
Anime wifeland. Just.
I've arrived. I'm home.
You're home here. This is your shit. I didn't know kimonos could be that open.
I didn't thing. Know that was allowed.
Me either.
Oh.
She a priestess.
Shit.
Uh-huh. We're watching along. There's some cool designs here. And here's the actual dilemma. This is out, as far as I know. I could go play this right now. As far as, like, the game goes, this is probably the one that's closest to what I want. Yeah, uh-huh. So you don't judge me. I hear you.
I'm not judging. This is not laughter of judgment.
This
is
laughter
of
collaboration. This
yes.
is you've been here. Because the game itself is just, and you'll get there in a second after that lady stops doing that.
Riding that motorcycle?
Uh-huh. There's a samurai robot.
We're fighting.
We're more nodding at each other from inside of cockpits. There's a bunny girl. She's a mechanic.
She's
I don't know
a
if
mechanic.
You. Uh-huh.
It's
That's why she's not wearing. It's
there.
Hot. So there. Look. Here's the gameplay. We're just like, okay. One side is just tits. The other side is robots walking forward, and you hit a button to activate their abilities. The way these games work, and it's just like,
cool.
That's kind of all I want to do is hit a button to activate some abilities. But that happened. That just happened. But just like all of the jiggle that there could be.
I love
be.
To lick my knife.
Right. So this is the dilemma that I'm in.
You know what?
Also, there's the clothing breaking off in the middle of combat.
Warning.
I thought the whole thing was the mech
Warning.
Got in the way so that you wouldn't have to get your clothes knocked off. I thought that was the whole point of having a robot, but apparently not.
You know what? D.Va ruined it for everyone because she comes out of her mech. And if they just stayed
Where
in the mech, then
Listen,
nobody would have to come out. And then it would just be fine.
The thing is, like, none of these games are as fucky as my number three game of the year this year. So, which is also a mech game. So, we'll get there.
Okay, we'll get
Those are fucky, but they're, like, good fucky. In a way that these are kind of corny fucky. You know? Anyway.
Yeah, these are mad corny.
That's the problem.
But what I would say is
fucking listening. Because look at the fucking promoted tweet I just got.
Yo, this is the one I didn't show because I thought it looked too bad. This is Azure Lane, which is one about, like, this is, I'm literally, Twitter is listening.
You're
How
fucked.
The fuck?
That's so fucked.
Yo, Twitter is, like, I'm on the page right now. Hold up, let me find it.
That's fucked up, yeah.
This is fucked up.
Look at
this is fucked
promoted.
Up. Hold up.
Promoted tweet.
What's it say?
Welcome to Azure Lane's world, a wide variety. No, a wide variety of ships
nice,
type
good.
Ship types for you to pick. Heart. Let's play now.
Let's play now. right here. I recently played Robot Taxis, but I got bored of it pretty quickly. Azur Lane is really new, but it treats the pilots as actual warships from history. Weird concept, but not really mechs, but people seem to like it. I love this motherfucker, Paul Bo Brookins, which sounds like an off-brand Tolkien.
I was about to
say. Fucking Hobbit over here. Paul.
That sounds like something I might have said yesterday.
Yeah, during your, yeah.
When I was trying to explain me watching Lord of the Rings half asleep this weekend. This fool, Paul Bo.
Paul Bo had never heard of girls who are also, like, warships. And I gotta tell you, Paul Bo, that's so many things in anime.
That's so many things in anime.
So many things. If you're listening to this and you have a suggestion, please let me know. I want something right in the middle is what I want. What I want is like Mystic Messenger, where there is like a visual novel. I want to talk to my pilots. I want to date my pilots 100%.
Oh my God,
let's go. But then also a thing where I'm like building them robots and then I'm sending them off on missions. I don't have to play the missions even. I just want them to be like, to come back
and
be like.
Yeah, because those missions aren't interesting.
That's going to be fun. I'm not playing a phone game because I want to like get into. No.
That was the thing that made me drop off. We'll get there.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. All right, should we do our top 10 list?
Yeah, I think I'm warmed up now because I watched all those trailers. All right, let's do this list.
These trailers. Love them.
Love them.
Honestly, that one, which one's the one? The last
the
one
goth
you sent
one?
Me.
Oh, the last one?
Is the one I want to play.
The one that's Goddess's Kiss. Goddess Kiss.
This one.
Yeah. It looks all right. I don't know. It's...
Then I can.
I love the idea of just like, let me just hit some buttons.
Yeah.
Let me just hit some buttons and unlock some stuff. I'm going to try to play a bunch of them over the break.
Yeah, let me know which one's good. I'll hop on.
Not Robot Tactics. Also, Robot Tactics is a corny name. How do you make a robot tactic game?
They're like, what's this game about? Robots. It's got, what kind of game is it? Like a tactics game? All right, let's call it Robot.
Here's the thing. It actually has a different name in Japan.
What's the name
in
Japan?
Or in Korea. I don't know where it was originally. I think it was called. Okay, well, it's not necessarily a better name. But it's different. It's Warlocks with a Z at the end. Because the names of the mechs are Warlocks.
Okay.
Which is like, they're like Warlocks. Okay, sure, whatever. I don't give a fuck. It's better than Robot Tactics.
Yeah, it is better than Robot Tactics. Warlock Z.
Warlock Z. See, if you're
that's
in the
tight.
Commonwealth, you drop that Z, everything gets better.
Yeah, that's tight.
Warlock Zeta. If you're in Japan, because that's how they say Zed.
Zeta?
Yeah, like Zeta Gundam. Zed Gundam.
That's tight.
Z Gundam.
How do you say Z in Greek, ancient Greek? What is it again?
Is that Omega?
Zebulon?
That's not, you're offending. I don't think it's Zebulon. I'm pretty sure it ain't Zebulon. All right. Are we ready to do a podcast?
Yeah, I'm warmed up.
Case, it's cool.
Okay.
You don't have to talk into the mic or anything, but.
All right. What's up?
I don't know. What's up?
Some fucking buildings and shit. Why are they like that though?
Video games.
I straight up thought the Metaton fight was before the core.
I already did the core.
Yeah, you did the core.
Oh, I see what you thought. Okay.
I loved leaves.
Yeah. So for me, my question is, there are three things.
Wait, new home.
New home. Turn that shit up.
Yeah, fucking blast that shit.
Blast that shit. Turn up your volume.
Oh.
I'm about to fucking cry.
Yeah, fucking me too.
Because she's about to see some shit that's good. Okay, go ahead. Go in.
Is this like that My Chemical...
Yeah, what's good? Okay. It's a golden flower.
Trying to see what's
also, going. I love you. Like, it's like that My Chemical Romance. Yeah, they got the licensed one.
That MCR, My Chemical Romance song. No one uses it?
Mm-mm.
No one uses the great reading chair? Oh. Hey, what's up?
Yeah. Calling out for help. Drive along.
I know someone that uses fire magic instead.
Yeah, I know.
I know someone with white fur that gets stuck in the drain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ew, snails.
Yum.
I can't see myself in the mirror there.
You have some presents.
A locket? I guess I'll take it. I haven't used it. Everyone's smiling?
Time, Azrael and the human became like siblings. King and Queen treated the human child like their own. It was full of hope. Mr. Dad Guy. Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus outfit. No Snuzzle champs.
Mm-hmm.
Who you know snuzzling with? It's me.
Despite everything, it's still you. Fuck me up.
Yeah. Fuck.
Despite you know everything, it's still you. Oh, what is it? It's like you it don't recognize or something like that. What is it?
It's me.
Oh, ooh, fuck. You know what it is? Go ahead.
I can't. Oh. No. What does fucking human do? Oh,
human got sick.
No.
What's wrong?
Why do you get sick?
You're in a monster world, you know? Yeah, you know.
What?
Huh. Yeah. Humans be like that sometimes, right?
Yo, you know, fuck humans, yo. No, you fucking.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet he didn't do it. I bet he didn't destroy them all.
Of course. He didn't fight back. He didn't.
Azrael's a real one.
Yeah. Fuck a human.
Fuck a human. Nah, I'm not excited nor happy.
Why?
Because I don't know what's about to happen. Fuck, do I go in the cellar or go down? I guess I'll go down. Oh, shit.
Oh, yes, there's a save.
Yeah. There's a secret bit with this. Do you know about that?
No.
You know his room?
Oh, is it that room? Wait.
His room.
Yeah.
That's where you can do this.
Who's that?
Who could that be? Oh, fucking, this song's a fucking
bop.
I didn't play Deltarune yet. I played like 20 minutes of it and stopped.
I know, but yeah.
Does he show up in Deltarune?
I don't know.
Word?
I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know anything.
Okay. You'll be judged. Probably X be earned. Execution points, got you. Yeah. You thought this was an RPG, but really, execution points. Level of violence. Got you.
Violence. Damn, I didn't know this game was going to do that.
This game does the whole thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know this game was going to fucking do this.
It does.
I was like, I understand. It's cool. You're friends with monsters. It's a cool game.
I mean, that is still the heart of it, I really think, is that you're friends with them, but...
Yo.
Sans is out here.
What the fuck?
Never get any love.
Is my boy.
Do you recognize this background, by the way?
Like the location?
Yeah.
No, what is it?
I'm just meaning from a certain video that a certain ex...
Oh, yes. Yeah. Kanye West he likes.
Yeah.
No, I did not. I do have determination. Yo, fuck me. I don't give a fuck about me. All these monsters be fucking suffering down here.
Should she save again? Is there another save point right before?
Wait. Did you do the whole talk?
With Sans? Yeah. You should save again.
You don't. Depends if you want to do the thing. The secret thing? The
extra thing?
Is the extra thing, yeah. Look it up later, maybe? Yeah, just look it up later.
Okay, yeah, save. Does it go?
Go forward, there's another save.
Drone. The extra thing is Sans' room,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the extra thing is Sans' room.
Yeah.
I thought I'd been there.
No. You were in Papyrus' room.
Yeah.
Oh, right, true.
So, the thing you didn't have
Wait,
to do...
Wait, what's down these stairs?
The thing you didn't have to... Okay.
What, am I doing the wrong
No,
thing?
I'm not no, saying shit. Going.
Yo!
What's wrong? What's wrong now? Should we message Patrick and make sure Patrick's here and ready?
I'm just gonna hit this call.
Yo. So what you missed is hi. Are we good? Oh, it's lit up.
Aww.
That's nice. Yeah, save there. Don't even go in.
Don't go in.
Don't worry about it.
God, you're gonna do all that and then not let me go in?
Yeah, that's right.
We gotta record a pod.
We gotta record a pod.
We didn't have this pod to go like.
Oh. Okay.
Let's do it. Ow. Yeah. Talking about.
Yeah. Oh. Fingers in his ass.
That's fight. Fingers that's that in fight. His yeah.
Ass. Kanye West lies.
Well, not, fingers in song, his so ass.
Is that not the Sans
that's
fight?
Asgore.
Oh, you're right.
They didn't use because the other one wouldn't fit.
No. Like, anyway.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.